Bermuda, Bahama, come on, baby mama. We all secretly love this song. Don't bullshit me. I mean, we know it's stupid. We know it's stupid. That's the beauty of it. Ideas for us? That is the question this week that Friendly Town is asking, and we have a variety of great creative performers. We call them council members and mayors here, who are going to be presenting ideas for future Friendly Town shows. Last week we did a show that was amazing. Who was here last week? You guys remember the dream show we did last week? That was fucking awesome, wasn't it? The dream show where we just basically got on stage and talked about our dreams. So basically, it was the equivalent of being high with a friend at a party and having to sit and listen to them talk about their dreams for 2 hours. But it was awesome because we learned a lot about each other and ourselves, and we even had a guest video submission from Boston McCown, which was amazing. Which, by the way, you can see on our Facebook page. It's just Friendly Town Knoxville. It's facebook.com/Friendly Town Knoxville. Add us if you have not yet. And we have the video from last week posted on there. We also have the Friendly Town Radio podcast, which this will be broadcasting on. So that's available on iTunes. Check us out there. And as the mayor of Friendly Town, or one of the mayors of Friendly Town, and one of the founding mayors of Friendly Town, I have a couple of announcements I want to make before we get this thing going. First of all, give it up for your bartending mayor, Todd, back there. Doing his little clean wave. So, as I said, the theme this week is show idea pitches, where basically each one of these next like sequence of show idea themes for stand-up experimental comedy that you guys are about to see might very well become its own show in the future. One of the things that I've always prided myself on, especially in the earlier iteration of Friendly Town, which was called QED, we did a number of mixtape shows where people picked out, you know, a song that they wanted to talk about, the story involving them in that song. We learned that the former host of the show is really obsessed with the Sharon Peter Cetera song from the 80s. It's very, very kind of creepy. And I decided that I wanted to present the idea to the Friendly Town City Council for the Friendly Town Time Life Collection. Now, 90% of this room has no idea what the fuck a Time Life Collection is. So let me explain. Jake James stepped out. Jake James would probably have a much better explanation for what Time Life Collection. Actually, is Jake out there smoking/vaping?
Yes.
Do you want to try to get him in here? Because I feel like he could break down what a Time Life Collection is much better than I could. If he's too far away, let me break it down. So they used to have, before the internet, before when CDs were the big... Okay, he's gone. When CDs were the main way people got their music, Time Magazine issued a bunch of CDs called the Time Life Collection, where they had like, hey, did you grow up in the 70s? Here's your youth as a CD. And it would have everything like Planet Funky Music, White Boy, and, you know, every like Carpenters song, every like Steely Dan song and shit like that. And then the commercial would just have clips of the artist performing while like the title scrolled across the screen. We don't have that technology here at Friendly Town. However, we do have audio capabilities. So previously on the show, I have explained that certain songs, the theme of the Friendly Town Time Life Collection, by the way, is that a bunch of hit songs that we all know and love were secretly written about Friendly Town, secretly written about our little community here. The first of which, as established in a previous show, was Tag Team's Whoomp There It Is. The phrase boom shakalaka was actually a Native American term that was indigenous to Friendly Town, and it was picked up by Tag Team, who wrote their hit single, Whoomp There It Is, in 1991, but they actually came from, they were descendants of people who emigrated to Friendlytown in the 1890s after the great basketball riots of 1890. And that was just one of the songs that I've already established on a previous show is secretly about Friendlytown. The next, I have to get to my notes here real quick. Now showing at the Friendlytown multiplex, that's not it. The Danger Zone Zone. We have a new zine coming out with a new column in it called The Danger Zone Zone, where everyone writes a different story about their relationship with the song Danger Zone. Here we go. So, the Friendlytown Time Life collection, including such classic hits as Whoomp There It Is by Tag Team, not to mention this first track. Little did most people know that Billy Joel allegedly wrote Friendlytown in 1981 as a tribute to the 25 workers who perished when the hummus factory burned down, but then quickly abandoned it when he realized that Allentown was a better-known city and less silly-sounding, considering how the song's about the plight of the working man. Regardless, the blue-collar workers of America totally got the point of the song and never voted against their best interests ever again. It also includes such classics as... Next song. It actually has the song Allentown on it four times. It also has the Beach Boys' 1988 late career classic Kokomo. See, here's an interesting fact that no one knows about the song Kokomo. Mike Love wrote the song for the movie Cocktail, but originally called it Friendlytown. Movie executives threatened to remove the Beach Boys from the soundtrack and replace them with Kenny Loggins if they didn't change the title to a place that was more appropriate for the film's aesthetic, and Tom Cruise's not-gay-whatsoever, totally-heterosexual persona. They agreed that a small town in Indiana was a perfect substitute. Unfortunately, Mike Love later burned the original demo, along with his bridges to Brian Wilson and the rest of the Beach Boys' greater fanbase. And with that, I submit the Friendlytown Time Life Collection. Thank you. All right. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. We all secretly love this song. Don't bullshit me. I mean, we know it's stupid. We know it's stupid. That's the beauty of it. Anyway, if what you guys just witnessed, you think that was a little bit weird, it's just about to get fucking 10 times weirder in here, because your next performer, you might have seen him performing music with his band. He's actually got a CD release with his new band, Consensual Piss, coming up right here at the Pilot Light very soon. You've seen him perform as Criswell Collective, and he's also incredibly funny. Give it up for Brad Fowler.
All right, hello, Friendlytown. I love Friendlytown, so I came up with a bunch of ideas to pitch. So this is basically a month and a half's worth of Friendlytown shit we could do. First of all, hear ye, hear ye! Court is in session, because Friendlytown needs a fair trial. What we're going to do is we're going to create some arbitrary situation, some sort of court case. We're going to have a comedian as a prosecutor, a comedian as a defender, and then we're going to argue about that. The problem with that is Friendlytown would need an audience of 12 people to be the jury. You should have been here a month ago. That joke would have killed. When you guys weren't here, it would have been fucking hilarious. All right, next up, Friendlytown needs a pet. I brought my pet with me today. Where are we at? Oh, great. There we go, that's my pet. That's my pet, Kiki. Every little boy needs a pet. All right, and next up, Friendlytown needs a Rosetta Stone. Basically, it's just a recap of all of Tyler and Todd's bits, but I stand on the stage and tell you all the NASCAR and indie music references. All right, and here's kind of my big note. I've been working on this one for a while. So, hey, Todd, can I get a track three?
Yeah, you're good. You're ready to go.
I'm ready to go? All right.
Next week, or whenever we get around to it. Your next performer, which, by the way, you guys hear what that last theme was? Because I don't know, because like it was really fucking loud in here. It was just called "Friendly Town Goes to the Club," and then I think the whole show is just Brad running around like that, and we just kind of sit and eagerly wait until he passes out, like from exhaustion on stage, which would be the first time this week that that has happened. He's passed out from exhaustion on this stage, in those rafters, many, many times. If you haven't seen him do music, you are missing out. Ladies and gentlemen, your next performer here at the Friendly Town pitch meeting is someone who is relatively new to Friendly Town, but he is no stranger to this bar. Everyone give it up for Will Fist.
What a wonderful night. Friendly Town, so wonderful. Thanks for having me again. So my pitch, a few pitches. I have a tiny pitch, a regular pitch, and a side note of a pitch. But I think we should do a trade show. So all the people, the plumbers, the electricians, you know, the dudes, the fix the business. Whatever it is, the mechanics, the bankers, and then we're going to keep the bankers in a roped-off area where it's hard to hear what's going on. They're kind of just there for the regular folk to look at, zoo style. And then, we all talk about the business. Now, the side note of this trade show, I had a lot of other stuff, thought up. You know, I'm sure that everybody could come up with a trade. There's, I don't know, there's people who, like, sell paper, and people who, sell, like, lettuce, what have yous. You know, there's things you can't get in a store that you might need. Those people might be there, too. Either way, this trade show's gonna be great. And in Friendly Town, we need a water feature. It's like, you're walking around the streets and you're like, you know, we need to see some water, some reflection, some skylight in the floor of the ground of the earth and with the ripples. And in this water feature, we can incorporate a little thing for the plumbers. You know, there's like tennis courts and basketball courts and what have you, but where do plumbers go in public to like show off the skills, you know, like fit some pipe, like route water without dripping in certain places, yet specifically dripping in one place. And they could do that right out in the open, and there could be cops there, just like at the skate park, and they could say, "You're not using a pipe wrench, sir," or what have you, you know, and they're like, write them a $90 ticket. We're not using plumber stuff. That's for woodwork. If only the cops said that. If a cop ever says that to you, you've got to just say, "Look, that wasn't real words, man, officer." I hope we all get that experience. So those are my pitches. And then in the end, if we could have a wire night, I'm not too big of a TV nerd, but if we had a wire night where you went, you ordered your beer up there, you get it from somebody back here, you look at the person who's supposed to tell you a joke, and you've got to check your email to get it and if you listen to it on earbuds, and it's super convoluted and hard to deal with, and the beer sales are horrible. But everybody is like, man, we're not doing that Will idea anymore.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Friendly Town.
One more time for Will Fist. Holy shit. I know for a fact that Will thought that he put the wire idea last because it's the most ridiculous, but it was by far my favorite of those three ideas. Like, can we have a part where there's a serial killer going around killing homeless people after the show jumps the shark? Can we do that?
Shit.
All right, Wire fans, yeah, we'll just have a Clay Davis. We'll have one person whose responsibility is just go, shit. And then another person whose responsibility is to videotape them and put it on the internet and, like, make it into a meme. Just, shit. I really like The Wire, you guys. I really like it. If you haven't seen it, you should. That's our public service announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, next up we have a very special guest to Friendly Town. He didn't tell me what he does, but all he gave was his name. And let's give him an ear, shall we? Everyone, Murphy Maddox.
The name's Murphy Maddox, and I'm a private dick. Although sometimes when the city needs my help, I'll serve the dick up publicly. When you've been in the dick game as long as I have, you learn a few things. It's hard to keep your nose clean. It's always long and hard nights. Anyway, I think we should do a show called Friendly Town Needs Cool Crime Stories. I'd like to tell you about a crime story out of my archives. I just hit myself in the mouth with the microphone. No, this evening I won't be talking about the Dutch tickler. I won't be talking about the elephant yanker or the Target dressing room dumper. No, I'll be talking about the Elm Street pantser. First night, I'll never forget when I got the call. Three victims, same night. The first one I rolled up on, I could see his tidy whities from the street. He was bent over a park bench. I said, son, did you see who did this? And he said, no, the game was afoot. I got to the next victim. She looked like she was a dame that could really twist you up. Not like metaphorically, like she looked like a wrestler. She was riding a horse. I said, my God, how did you pants you on a horse? And she said, I don't know. And then she started crying. I really felt for her, but her horse ran away. The third victim was Tyler Sonicson, walking around, acting goofy. I said, what happened? Did you see who did this? And Tyler said, duh, I saw him coming, so I pulled down my own pants. Thinking that he was a few scoops short of a banana split, I also split from that banana. When I got home, I realized that the pantser had called the police, and he was going to call me next. This is Jimmy Willis, he said. An alias, no doubt. The pantser of Elm Street. The game was afoot. A delicate game of syntax and cleverness. I said next. What are you gonna do next? I'm gonna pants the mayor tomorrow at Starbucks. Oh shit, it was a clue. A spider web of random code and lies that I had to sift through. The next morning, I found the mayor at Starbucks, just about to be pantsed by the pantser, when I pulled out my banana. And I stopped him, and as the mayor's security guards wrestled him to the ground, I pantsed the mayor, because I'm the hero this town needs, not the one it wants. I saw that Batman movie last night, and I thought that was a pretty cool thing to say. Anyway, I'm terminally hungover, so I'm going to cut that off there. I also think it would be fun if we did a show for April Fools where we all dress up like each other and, like, act like each other. I don't know. It'd be fun. Anyway, I've been Todd Lewis. Thank you.
One more time for Murphy Maddox, a.k.a. Todd Lewis. Now, we're going to do that show because it's a good idea, not just because Todd manages this bar, but and whatever he says goes. But that was a brilliant idea. We're going to dig up some detective crime fiction. It's going to be amazing. Your next performer is someone who we have the rare honor of being joined by tonight. He's a very fascinating individual, and I'm sure you guys will agree with me. Ladies and gentlemen, Joseph Konvicka.
What's going on, fellow politicians? I am a psychic, and I have predicted the past, the present, and the possible. Or I'm just a dude who looks like he sells drugs, which I don't know. I'm just a dude. I got some ideas for you, and once I pull up my magic machine, I'm going to tell them about it. So here at Friendly Town, we have a lot of weirdos, and I think those weirdos need to hold some sort of weirdo convention, like a con, like Comic-Con, or FurCon, or like whatever weirdos are into. And I think we should share these ideas with Friendly Town citizens. And I think a bunch of normies should show up to protest, or you guys can wear fur suits or something. It'd be really cool. I also think Friendly Town is full of cons, like con artists as well. So we should have a bunch of con artists, and we should form some organized crime and just steal shit from people, and then the people will complain about it on stage, and I don't know, maybe we'll become terrorists, and then we'll be put on a watch list, in case you're not already. So that's really cool. I also think Friendly Town, in addition to be exploited by criminals, we should be exploited by a corporation, because those probably exist in Friendly Town. I don't know. We could sell human body parts or something. That'd be really cool. That's probably legal, isn't it? I don't know. I'm just a guy. We could have surprises from the board of directors saying we're totally like doing the ethical, correct thing via capitalism, and we have to listen to them and agree with them or not. Or we could riot. That'd be cool. Friendly Town should be visited by space aliens. You guys, let's do it. We don't know if they're going to be friendly or they're going to be violent or if they're going to say A, LMAO like way too many times, but they're going to come here and talk about themselves and maybe talk about any freaky sex shit that you're into, because that's what aliens are known for. And so apparently you guys will like this. Friendly Town goes on a trip because you guys all know that weird mushroom guy who periodically shows up to shows. You guys convince yourselves that everyone should eat a bunch of mushrooms and just come to Friendly Town meetings, and then some sober people have to deal with you, and it'll be great. We won't regret it. Hilarity, philosophy, and trippy music will ensue. And last but not least, Friendly Town discovers an endangered species. Where Friendly Town citizens are doing whatever boring shit that we do all day, and we discover an endangered species that no one has ever seen before. And so you have to talk to the town about what it is, how you found it, and why we should give a shit about like some little salamander or whatever. So my name's Joseph. Thanks guys for listening.
One more time for Joseph. I think that endangered species idea has got a good foundation to it. Definitely gonna consider that at the Friendly Town City Council for an upcoming show. All right, your next performer. Oh, okay, he's back in the room. He just disappeared for a minute, and I was about to be like, oh, phew, we don't have to hear whatever his idea is. But it's cool. It's cool because I'm sure it's going to be brilliant, and I'm expecting him to prove me wrong right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the council is proud to welcome to the stage Bryce Sir Lucius Leftfoot the Fourth. He wrote that shit down. Council.
Hey, what's good? Yo, first things first. I've been doing this shit for 3 years, and y'all should know never to give me a fucking pen and have me write my own name down for shit. Two, has nothing to do with my idea. Yo, we had a grown-ass man in corduroys and no way batted a fucking eye. Still! What the fuck? Alright. Just me. Alright. I have two ideas. First idea I have, Philly Town needs to have a competition, a sport of some sort. I say, air sex championship. Reason why is A, I'm competitive as fuck, and two, I'm guaranteed to lose. That really is my whole reason behind that shit. Second idea, I say, we need senior citizens need clothes. I say we have a grandma fashion show. Because I'm guaranteed to be the best dressed one here, because your grandma's ain't on shit. Is that a shawl? Go fuck yourself. I have a dope ass sweater. Yo, thank you, grandma, for this sweater. I got a shout out of her attic. It was cool as shit. Yo, when can I stop talking on this microphone?
Never.
Anytime you want. Cool. What are the light? Yeah, that's my like main two ideas is either Aerosex Championships, which I strongly need to get behind. I like team shirts and everything ready for y'all. And or grandma fashion show. Either or, my two ideas. Thank y'all for listening.
There are no downward restrictions to the amount of time that the Friendly Town City Council yields the floor to a council member. So in the future, for future reference, you can just be like, Grandma Fashion Show, hang the mic up and walk off stage. Like, you can do that. Also, I'm not sure, but I think he suggested the idea that a man is wearing corduroys as an idea for a show. I don't think that'll fit. First of all, corduroys are comfortable as fuck. That's why Michael's wearing them. I have corduroys too. They're the best.
Fuck that!
What's with all this corduroy hatred?
The council, I can't wear them!
The council, yes you can. I've seen you in corduroys. You're lying.
When?
It doesn't matter. None of these people need to be here. Need to hear this, Bryce. None of these people need to hear what we have going on right now.
Bryce.
Yeah, take it outside, Bryce, and wait for me there for like 20 minutes. I'll be out eventually. One more time for Bryce, Lucius Leftfoot, House Hill. Grandma Fashion Show is actually a great idea because we can organize like a group like outing to AmVets and just buy a bunch of like old lady like dresses and stuff like that for $5 and, you know, support our troops in the best way, in the most constructive way imaginable, but just buying weird clothing from AmVets. I have done that before for shows here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, your next performer, someone who has a lot of opinions about just how Friendly Town should conduct its city council business. In fact, he has brought some amazing ideas to the table in previous meetings right here in our little community, and I am sure his idea tonight will be no different. Ladies and gentlemen, the floor recognizes Mayor Jay Kendrick.
All right, two things before I get to my idea. All right, so let's talk about ideas, right? Friendly Town, it's a town, it's friendly, right? Fuck that, no. No, we don't need that. All right, friendly. Get out of here. There's people and they suck. All right, certain people suck. Okay, they're fucking terrible. So my idea is this: Friendly Town needs a UFC for shitty people. All right, that's it. All right, we need a Friendly Town for horrible people. Okay, and they're the only people that are allowed to be in our UFC. Okay, we call it the Ultimate Fuck Up Championship. Right. That's fucking funny. I don't give a shit if you don't laugh, white people. So we call it Ultimate Fuck Up Championship, right? And it's like, oh, do you want to see Walmart clerk versus Trump supporter? Fuck yeah, I do, right? You want to see that shit? And they have to fight to the death, and the winner gets shot, right? And he fucking, yeah, it's everybody fucking wins. Everybody wins. Everybody wins, right? Because, like, they fight, so you're automatically like, oh man, this is better than World Star. And then they fucking both die, so you're like, man, I can go to sleep at night knowing that two shitty people are not here anymore. You know what I mean? Like, we can have Donald Trump versus Milli Vanilli. You know what I mean? That'd be a good fight. I think that'd be a really good fight. And if you don't think Milli Vanilli is a piece of shit, he fucking stole all your money with his fucking lip syncing. All right? So that guy's a piece of shit. He stole all your money. You're like, man, I thought he did all that stuff. No, he didn't. He was a fucking liar. All right? Piece of crap. Okay? I don't give a damn. Fuck that guy. All right? Fuck that guy. Piece of shit. See, Brad Fowler's laughing because he bought that album like 30 times. That's why he's fucking laughing right now. If you're not sure who Brad Fowler is, he looks like an even wider microphone than the guy I talked about earlier. So, UFC for shitty people. Okay? UFC for shitty people. You can have... I don't give a fuck if this gets heat. You'd have Greg Reigns versus Gordon Goodgame. That'd be a good one. That'd be a real good one. You know what I mean? See, you're laughing because you're like, yeah, fuck both those guys. You're like one of them looked like a fucking Juggalo house decoration. And the other one looked like if fucking Louis Anderson was 12 years old. Like, it's just, fuck both those guys. Right? Fuck both those guys. I want you to know this guy is shaking his head. All right, so don't ask for a handshake for this motherfucker. Can I get one, though? Is that cool? Hell yeah. Step off the stage like a professional, so... UFC for shitty people, all right? Let's fucking get on board with this, okay? UFC for shitty people. Thanks, guys, a lot. Thank you very much. My name is Jake Kenner. Give it up for your other friendly time, man, Mr. Tyus Thompson.
Ladies and gentlemen... The council recognizes Jay Kendrick. Now, did you remember halfway through that joke that like half of Milli Vanilli's dead? Like, did you remember? Did you?
He's half dead?
There's two guys. You did not know that Milli Vanilli was two guys? It's not him. Okay. All right. Okay. So in 1989, there were these two like models. One was German and one was Belgian, I think. Yeah, they were both black, both incredibly like super like muscular, whatever, and they put out an album that was basically just their picture on the cover. Like, they didn't sing a note on the album, and it sold like 10 million copies.
Bullshit.
But there's two of them. That doesn't change the fact that you still think that it's one guy. I mean, technically it's one guy who's still living. Like, Fab Morvan is still alive. Rob Pilatus is dead. Show a little bit of respect to Milli Vanilli. Show a little bit of respect to Milli Vanilli.
I live in a perfect world.
All right, perfect world, perfect world, perfect world, perfect world. Okay, everyone. Order in the council. Thank you. We have two more people who have come from distances unknown who are going to present ideas for you tonight, and we don't want what happened that time. We don't want the incident to pop up again, all right? Let's just put Milli Vanilli out of our minds. Not that hard. Next up, someone who is going to bring the positivity and the warmth of the energy from lands far away. Everyone, welcome St. Thomas Ledoux.
All right, I got a lot of ideas here. I'm just going to riff as hard as I can, and then when my time's up, just pull me off, because I don't know how much time I got to go through all of them. So first thing, Friendly Town needs an antique roadshow, or like a Wheel and Deal. You ever heard Wheel and Deal? You call Wheel and Deal on the AM radio Saturday mornings, and people out in the boonies who don't have the internet or even Craigslist call in and try to sell you their things on the radio. So you'll hear a dude and be like, I got a TV. It's a 57-inch flat screen. It don't work, but if you have some land, you could maybe shoot it with a gun or something. It'd make a good shooting, good target. $20. And then they go, all right, that's great. And they say, yeah, you can reach me. Well, I don't got a phone now, but if you call the Ball Strip Club on Saturdays, I'm usually in there just asking the bartender for Jerry. She'll go find me. That's Wheel and Deal. We need one of those where someone up here is the radio host and people down the back of the soundboard call in their items, their wares. All right, next thing I got, Friendly Town Personals. That's just me up here advertising that I'd like my dick sucked for an hour and a half. All right, next. Friendly Town goes to court. That one's already been taken. I think that one should definitely happen. Friendly Town needs a weed hookup. So basically, you get up here and you talk about who you buy weed from because St. Thomas needs a weed hookup. I'm fucking 28. I don't feel like dealing with those people directly anymore. So if you got someone you can hand over who I don't really, maybe I can go through you or something. Anyway, Friendly Town Dispatch. You call up, you put a person on stage, and let's say I'm from Animal Control. Someone from back in the soundboard calls in with an emergency and says, like, yeah, my pet chimp has attacked my family. His name's Nim. We were given him to us by a researcher at Berkeley University who thinks that if a chimp spends enough time habituated with humans, he could learn language. But we were supposed to teach him sign language, but we didn't. Instead, we just kind of got high with him. I let my wife cuddle with him a lot. He sucks her titties every now and then. It's kind of a weird... She's real matrilineal like that, you know. So we've just been chilling, but he's got big nails, he's got fangs. He gets kind of mad. He slapped me in the balls the other day. That little fucker's getting ornery. If someone can come down here shooting with a tranquilizer or something, I'm just saying. Now, y'all think I'm weird. Nim the chimp, the story I just told you, happened in real life. That's all I'm saying. We could come up with better, but some people back in the 70s really did try to make a chimp live with his family, and the chimp sucked a titty and then like got in a fight with the husband, and then they put the chimp in chimp jail. That shit really fucking happened. Anyway, so Friendly Town Dispatch, it doesn't have to be Animal Control, it could be ambulance, it could be the police. Friendly Town Fashion SWAT, so I know we want to do like a grandma fashion show, that's all well and good. I think volunteers should come on stage and have people from, again, behind the soundboard line up and just diss what the fuck they decided to wear into the bar that day. So, like, I could come up here, you could riff on me for a couple things. You could be like, you look like Freddie Mercury started making westerns and then retired from that gig and started being a librarian. And, like, then we go from there. So, you know, you could say other things about people. You could say Justin's sweater looks like it was made out of a fucking Persian rug. You could say Jake Kendrick looks like a homeless Ed Hardy. Or you could say all the basic dudes in this room look like frat bros I was giving hand jobs in undergrad. That's all I'm saying. Just go up like that, you know, kind of go through the rounds. And then my last thing is the Friendly Town Saw, where basically you take somebody and you handcuff them to the stage and give them some really fucked up mundane task they have to do before they can get off. Like, you have to watch a whole episode of Lena Dunham's Girls without rolling your eyes, ironically, and like stuff like that, you know. And that's pretty much, I think, the end of the list that I've got here, pitches, stuff like that. If you got any feedback, get at me. Just in case I wasn't clear on the personal thing, I'm trying to get lucky anytime, all the time. I'll spare you the full details now, but I'm on Craigslist a lot. I got a couple different post names. I'm just saying, you know, respond to 1 and 3, you're probably going to catch me. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, all right, I'm St. Thomas, I'll do y'all great.
St. Thomas, will do!
The city council recognizes your list of suggestions. However, there was one idea that is strangely close to a previously mentioned idea by a bartending Mayor Todd, where we just get together and what is it? Read Craigslist casual encounters in a clown voice. Is that what you got? Yeah, okay. We are going to do that at some point. You know.
All right, good.
You want to give us a sample of that, Todd?
No.
All right.
I want someone to suck me off behind the dumpster on my lunch break.
Like stuff like that. Just a show of that, and then St. Thomas comes up here and just talks about how he wants it. Hey, I was gonna say St. Thomas would come up here and then just talk about how he wants to get his dick sucked for about 5 minutes, and we're just like, hey, St. Thomas, it's not the open mic anymore, it's the actual theme show. And he's like, oh shit, okay, I'll do my prepared material then. Ladies and gentlemen, we here at the Friendly Town City Council have heard about 45 ideas for shows tonight. And they're all pretty fucking horrible. Oh, wait, what's that? We have one more person who has come to deliver his ideas to the city council. And thank God, he is one of our founding mayors. Everyone, put your hands together and make lots and lots of noise for Mayor John Hurst.
I am not John Hurst. I am not John. Oh, hi, Friendly Town. I'm Tommy Wiseau.
I moved to your town just recently. I'm the director of the film, that quirky black comedy, The Room. Have you guys heard of it?
Yeah.
Can you place where my accent's from? I can't. I had a great idea. I wanted to be a resident of your town, and I have a good idea for you guys to do. I call it director's commentary. I know a lot of people in the industry. I know these people, I know all these people, you know, like Steven Spielberg, you know, all George LucasArts, you know, those people. Yeah. But we could just talk about our favorite scenes from movies. Usually, if I had a little bit more time for prep, I'll probably have the screen down and show you clips and show you examples, but I don't have any of that, so I'm just going to recreate one of the scenes for you, just by myself in it. If you are familiar with The Room, you know the riveting scene where I am in a floral shop. And it's a great scene. You'll understand why in a second. We're going to recreate that.
Do you need a
I do. Thank you, Mayor Tyler.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor Tyler. Mayor Tyler, everyone. Great job. Good mayor. Pretend there's like some like Italian music happening in the background, because that's really what makes it. Yeah, can I get a dozen red roses?
Oh, hi, Johnny. I didn't know it was you.
That's me.
Sure. That'll be $18.
Eat the change, thank you. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
And that's a scene, everybody. You can tell that Johnny is a good character, because he pets the doggy. The doggy's on the stage already. He gets a dozen red roses for his special lady. And you know, he's just such a good guy, and everyone, all the characters must talk good about Johnny, otherwise they don't get paid. So there's a couple other scenes I would like to, I don't have an example of this one, but I can, you know, like, I want to have people play football in tuxedos, and the reason for that is, you know, you can play football anywhere, you can have a good time, you can, like, you have the Super Bowl coming up, with the Falcons and the Washington Nationals or whatever teams that you have in America. I'm not familiar with your sport, but you can have a good time. And that's really about it. The only thing I have to say, I'm just going to do it on stage because everyone expects it of me, of Tommy Wiseau, the Tommy Wiseau. So I'm just going to do it right here. This is the scene where I'm telling that my lady friend, she's tearing me apart.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa!
And that's the scene. So there you go, and that is it. Also, I have an idea where I just want to make everyone read a script from Saved by the Bell, just one single episode. Just have everyone do it. So thank you, Bunny Town.
I don't know. People are really weird these days. Oh man, if you haven't seen The Room, you need to see The Room. That's not a suggestion. Go out and fucking watch The Room. It will change your life. A couple of things. John did not spend a whole lot of time rehearsing the Tommy Wiseau accent. It's more of a, you know, why are you? He's from Poland. That they figured it out. He refused to admit he was from Poland, but he's this really, he's basically the world's ugliest person. And he's playing a banker who's perfect, and he has a much younger wife who's cheating on him, and that's literally the whole movie. And you should not have secrets from me. After all, I am your future husband. He doesn't know the word fiance. Like, he literally doesn't know the word fiance, so he invents the term future husband and future wife in the script. Go see The Room, and then come back, and we will have John do that exact same thing he just did. And you guys will be like, oh man, this guy is a genius. I wish I had known back in January of 2017 the genius that was the 2003 cult classic The Room. But seriously though, that Saved by the Bell idea is amazing. It's usually, tonight, I think the prevailing theme was the idea that people kind of offhandedly mention at the end of their set was the best idea for the show. I think a line-for-line script read, a live read of Saved by the Bell, I think that would be a really good Friendly Town tradition. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I know, you guys are honest. What about Boy Meets World? Would you guys be on board for Boy Meets World if we did that?
Hell yeah!
All right, cool. All right, that's and Bryce, because he is a city council member, his vote counts double, and St. Thomas gets to play all the dad roles just because. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Friendly Town pitch show. Give it up to all the performers you saw tonight. Between the pitch show, the open mic. We're about to get out of here, but please do stick around. We got a couple of great bands coming up. And check out thepilotlight.com for information about future shows, both music and comedy that happen here. And we'll be back next week with one of the concepts that you guys saw previewed tonight. We have to figure it out, but it's going to be announced very soon. Once again, facebook.com/friendlytownknoxville. You can also email us at friendlytownmayor@aol.com. That is a real address. And you can mail us. You can seriously mail us, Friendly Town, care of the Pilot Light. Just look up the address of the Pilot Light. We are here, and we are doing this every Monday. Thank you guys so much for coming out. We really appreciate it. Get home safe. We love you. Take care.